every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BassRadio20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, with the elites at St. Clair this week, we visit with St. Croix Bassmaster Opens Pro Joey Nania, who is 20th in points in Division 2, heading into the finale at Leech Lake. Joey is in great shape to make it to the Fall EQ Series, which is now the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Series presented by Bass Pro Shops. Now, there's a mouthful. Also today, Kyle Jesse from Bassmaster.com and Bassmaster Live will join us. And in the Rapala Winner Circle, Corey Johnston off his win in the Open at the St. Lawrence River. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And, well, Corey Johnston, I mean, I'm telling you, man, that St. Lawrence River, it's an ATM machine for these Johnston boys. It's just crazy to go in there and they just knock them dead. And that's what Corey Johnston did at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open presented by Seven this past week. And of course, Corey now tearing it up out there on St. Clair. Now, as we're recording this and talking to him, he's still in the practicing, you know, at St. Clair. But we know how these Johnston boys are when you get them on that smallmouth water. So I'm going to say that he's doing pretty well out there. But he joins us now on the VMC hook. Corey, welcome to the show. Congratulations on another win, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, what is it with you guys in this river? I always thought, when I think of the Johnston brothers and the damage you guys do there, I think of going out of Clayton or going out into the lake and you know, fishing the eastern portion of Lake Ontario there more than just the river. But it would you say that you know the river just as well or better even than, you know, than the lake?
We're starting to. We never really spent a lot of time on the river was the issue. We spent more time on the lake. Partially just because they're easier to pinpoint on the lake. But now we spent so much time on the river that we know it just as well as the lake. So, we don't mind fishing just the river.
Would you say that, I mean, there used to be a point in time where you guys kind of had the lake to yourself to a certain extent, at least. But now it seems like, you know, with all the Bassmaster Live coverage over the years and everything else, everybody's, you know, there's a lot of those spots, a lot of those buoys, a lot of those areas that other people know. And you guys get a lot of company out there now, you know, when you get out into the lake. Would you say that it's not that way as much on the river, or is there a lot of quote unquote community holes on the river too now?
No, there's every time they, you know, these guys seem to see Minor Chris's boat, the spot's ruined. So, we've got to keep, you know, being one step ahead of everybody and trying to find new stuff all the time.
You remember that stunt that Jacob Wheeler pulled a few years ago, at Chickamauga? He pulled a wrap off his boat so people wouldn't see where he was fishing. You ever guys ever thinking about that? You just get out there with an unwrapped boat or just rip the wrap off that thing?
I had my other boat that I was planning on using, and due to unforeseen circumstances, I couldn't use it, so I had to use my wrap boat.
Oh, okay. So that is not so that is a trick that a few guys know about for sure.
100%.
You weren't feeling real great about 24 and change days one and two. I mean, it felt like you had to go large. You did that on the final day with over 26 pounds, 26 and a half pounds on championship Saturday. But, you know, it's kind of weird to say that about the St. Lawrence or any body of water, that, you know, you feel like you're not quite getting it done when you're catching 24 plus pounds.
For sure. You know, I'm not happy out there with, you know, anything less than 25. It sounds stupid, but that's just the way it is. You have to have 25 plus pounds in a day to win.
Ended up being a 2.5 pound win for you. Did you save this area, these areas, this milk run that you had on Saturday, did you save that from during the week, or was that in the mix, you know, all week long?
No, we just have so many different spots. I ran a few things that I did the first 2 days in the morning. Ended up having some company there, you know, so I scrapped it and went and ran a whole bunch of new water. You know, it's just a matter of hitting enough spots and hopefully you run into the right group, and that's what happened.
You know, a couple of years ago, Buddy Gross got banned from fishing tournaments on Nickajack, you know, local events and regional events on Nickajack because they just took everybody's money all the time. And they said, you can't do this anymore. You can't do that with the Opens and with the Elite Series and with other major tournaments. But, you know, at some particular point in time, you know, you guys got to be looking over your shoulder, man. Somebody's going to try and take you guys out. I mean, this is just ridiculous, the damage that you guys do in this river and in the lake.
It's been good, you know, it's, but, you know, like you said, it's, one of those things that we've worked hard at, and, it's hopefully it continues, and, it's a special place for sure.
The article that was put out right after the win said that you had qualified, you know, with this victory for the Bassmaster Classic coming up in March, you know, in Knoxville. Not the case, though, however, because this was the only tournament you fished on the open circuit, correct?
Yeah, that's the only tournament that I fished, yeah.
So you went into St. Clair in 36 or 26th place in the points. I scared you there with saying 36, but 26 points in the points. Of course, your brother's battling it out for the AOI, trying to go back-to-back, which is a rare feat in the AOI. Now, you guys are very competitive with each other, but you're also, you know, the brothers Johnston when it comes to fishing as a business. If it's coming down to it, will you give him a little bit of room? I mean, is that the way you guys play it? If, you know, knowing that he's going for AOI, you're trying to make sure that you're locked into the Classic, but the AOI is off the table for you. Will you give him a little bit of room out there?
Oh, no doubt I will. It's, you know, I hope he wins it. And, I'll do what I can to help him. But at the same time, I want to win the tournament. So, yeah. You know, we'll see what happens.
I was going to say, you know, if you win the tournament and he comes in second in the tournament, he's probably in great shape for the AOI. So, you know, that's okay too.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely.
You guys have pulled that kind of little daily double off in the past as well. Corey Johnston with us here. Give us the technique on this thing, because we're always thinking, you know, that's the only way now. It's just shaking a minnow and all of that. But you were doing some different things. Just talk about some of the techniques that you were employing here.
Yeah, it was a bit of minnow shaking, but I did most of my damage on a drop shot with the party minnow, 6 cents party minnow. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of my go-to out there. And did a little bit of fishing on the bottom with a boost of Ned and a couple other things. But for the most part, you know, it's simple. You just got to – there's no secret baits or there's none of that. It's just – getting it in front of the right fish and hope you get five of the right bites.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's intimidating for some guys, especially guys from the South that fish a lot of stained water, when they see that clear water. And I remember going all the way back to the 80s. This is even before, you know, the gobies and the mussels and you know, the zebra mussels, you know, filtering everything. I mean, the St. Lawrence River's always been clear. And you would go into that Kingston area, you would go into, you know, the Canadian side there and fish – you know, 5-6 feet of water and be able to see those boulders and everything is super clear. Talk about your approach in gin clear water and how you, you know, can remain stealthy when you're fishing at shallow, sandy, rocky type area, you know, up there.
I generally like to sight fish when I can in the super clean water, but that's changing a lot. You're not really able to do that as much anymore just because the fish are so pressured. But there's still times for it. Just downsizing everything, really. You know, it's, you know, I run 8-pound test.
Wow.
I don't run 6. You know, there's just a lot of little things that you can do differently just to help get more bites.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, Corey Johnston with us here coming off of his victory in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open there. Now, you got this event that you're fishing right now at St. Clair and then the Upper Mississippi. What are your feelings about the Upper Mississippi going out of La Crosse? Is that a place that you are fond of as you guys will wrap up there in a couple of weeks?
Experience it. I've been there a few times. He almost won it when we were there last time, actually, but...
Yeah, we lost Corey there for a minute. You must have drifted over into Canadian water. Is that what it is? I mean, are you in Canadian?
I'm right on the border.
Hey, you're right on the border. You hit that Canadian. The phone goes off. Anybody that's ever fished in that area or Champlain or anywhere else like that, you get near that Canadian line and the phone goes off. Welcome to Canada, and you got to switch providers and everything else.
That's right.
It's crazy stuff. Corey Johnston has been our guest. Corey, we appreciate you so much. Good luck here as you finish up the Elite Series and keep up the good vibes, man.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Corey Johnston, and he's going to be a factor anywhere. It doesn't matter, north, south, anywhere you go. All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance, as we said in the opening, to talk to Kyle Jesse. He is does a tremendous job at Bassmaster.com, keeping everything straight there, handles the fantasy fishing. And, of course, you see him on the halftime shows for Bassmaster Live. So if you've been watching the tournament this week, you have seen Kyle and his smiling face there with Dave Mercer. So he wears a lot of different hats, and he joins us now on a VMC hook. Kyle, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good, Tom. Appreciate you for having me. Exciting time, certainly, with the Elite Series season coming to an end here. So a lot to get to, I'm sure.
What's your favorite thing to do of all the different hats that you wear? I mean, you enjoy the halftime show. You enjoy managing .com, the stories you write. Sometimes you're doing some photography. You know, what is the thing that you really enjoy the most?
You know, Tom, it's kind of interesting. You know, doing any of the on-air stuff is so – I wouldn't say foreign. I'm comfortable doing it, but it was never a part of my goals or plans or anything of that nature, so I wouldn't even necessarily say that's my favorite, but it is fun. My favorite thing of all the things I get to do, honestly, is write for Bassmaster Magazine.
Okay.
You know, as a kid growing up, obviously getting the Bassmaster Magazines every month, you know, my dad growing up had an entire bookshelf just full of them all the way back into the, you know, 80s, 90s. I mean, just this way further back than even when I was born. So I always enjoyed as a kid looking through the magazines, even when I was young, not even reading the content, just looking at the photos. But getting to write for Bassmaster Magazine is honestly one of my favorite things, just because, you know, you write a piece, you know, a feature for Bassmaster Magazine, and it lives forever. You know, I think that's the thing that I like the most, and I probably cherish the most.
Well, you know, I've been a lifetime member since 1981, and I'm not going to say I have every magazine since then, but when you said your dad had them on the shelf, I just looked over at my bookshelf here in the Bassmaster Radio studio, and I probably have 150, 200 editions, you know, up there. I can't throw them out. I can't throw them out. I don't throw out Bass Times either. I mean, I got a stack of Bass Times, and I got the and I know that I can research stuff at Bassmaster.com, and I can do it at the membership page as well, and it's all this stuff that is out there in archives. But for whatever reason, I just like having a magazine, and I never go over there. I always think that, oh, I'm going to go over there, and the next time I'm going to go, you know, fishing a certain body of water, and I'm going to relook at that magazine. I don't think I've ever cracked any of them open again after I put them on the shelf, but I can't throw them out.
But you could. You could go back and look at them. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a unique answer coming from somebody that edits the website and has a big hand in all of that, of course. But yeah. I don't know. I think just the nostalgia factor of the magazine is something I'll cherish forever. And I can remember the first time my name ever showed up on an article. I thought that was the coolest thing ever, and I still feel the same way today.
Okay, well, the first time my name ever showed up in the magazine, all right, you're going to love this. Back in the 80s, when you became a lifetime member, that month they would publish a list of all the new lifetime members. So I was 20 years old, became a lifetime member, 1981, and I couldn't wait. It was probably a month or 2 months later when that issue came out, and there was my name on a list of new lifetime members. And you know, I didn't have a media career going or anything like that. I was still in college, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do next, and so on. And and to see my name in print in Bassmaster Magazine, and it was the one that what was the kid? Mitchell, the kid that won the classic, the young guy that won the classic.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it was the year Stanley Mitchell. It was the year Stanley Mitchell won, and he was on the cover of it. And that one I kept. That was the first time I was in the magazine when I got made a lifetime member. They don't do that anymore, but it was really cool.
See, you'll never forget it. That's the point I'm trying to make. That is awesome. Very cool story.
Well, you know, when they had that survey for Bassmaster members, for BASS members, not too long ago, and it asked about the magazine and so on, and whether you know, still use the print edition, and I am a big, big believer of that. Now, other magazines, they've gone by, you know, the news magazines, sure, or Sports Illustrated. We get all that news so fast. But Bassmaster Magazine, it's still something cover to cover. Same with Bass Times, cover to cover. I read it, and I want to touch it. I want to feel it. I want to turn pages. I had James Hall on a month ago or so, and we talked about that. And he said that the overwhelming response to the survey was people want the magazine. No disrespect to .com. .com is fantastic. People still want that magazine, though, too.
100%. It is a special thing, like I said, for people obviously much, much older than me. The nostalgia factor is even greater, but I think that's one of those things that you just can't put a price tag on. And, yeah, I mean, I get excited even knowing what's going to be in the magazine, seeing the printed issues before they get sent out. I always enjoy going through them, reading all the stories, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of that.
You didn't have to say much, much older than you. You could have said much, or you could have said a little older than me or older than me. You didn't have to go much, much, way, way older. You didn't have to go... Go down there.
Well, I wasn't talking about you specifically. I'm just saying There's people out there that are much older than I.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it. All right. Kyle, Jesse, our guest. All right. So, you know, a few years ago, the fantasy fishing thing took off, and man, it has been something. The way it has grown, it started with the you know, Rapala Fantasy Fishing, the original, and then Drain the Lake, and then this year we started with the TH Marine you know, Pick'em Challenge, which I write a story on each tournament for as well, and it's been really, really fun, and it felt really easy to me at first because you only got to pick seven matchups, and I went 6-5-6 the first three events, and I said, oh, I'm going to kill this thing. And man, as the season went on and the matchups started getting tougher and tougher, it got a lot more difficult to do. But that thing has been a blast.
It really has been a blast. I mean, you know, obviously going into something new like the TH Marine Pick'em Challenge, obviously there was some, I wouldn't even say concerns. You just kind of are curious of how it's going to go, obviously releasing a new game like that. But I think, you know, from my standpoint, having a big part in, you know, helping develop that with our digital team, you know, you just wonder, to your point, how easy or difficult is it going to be? And then you start looking at the percentages, the numbers, and how difficult it would really be. And then getting to select the matchups on our own, you know, we try to make them as challenging as possible. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, to the where, you know, the whole essence of the game is a pick'em challenge. You want them to be as equal as possible and make it hard to predict. And I think anybody that follows the Bassmaster Elite Series knows that it is very, very hard to predict who's going to do well. I mean, anybody that's played fantasy fishing for all these years knows that just when you think you have a for sure thing, somebody that's 100% going to be in the top 10, you know, they'll finish in the 80s and you just can't believe it. So certainly been a lot of fun so far. Obviously a lot of positive responses, and I can say just from playing it myself, it has kicked my butt. And that's sad to say considering I make a lot of the matchups, but it has certainly been a blast, and I hope that more and more people join to play.
Yeah, well, and it makes it more fun, too, when you're following along the tournament like we have been this week with St. Clair. And, of course, we're right in the middle of that tournament. By the time folks are hearing this, we're right in the middle of St. Clair. We got the Upper Mississippi River left. And then I'm looking forward – I know it's not for a fantasy thing, but I'm looking forward to the EQ series and see how that is received as well. I know there's a number – of elites that are going to fish the EQs, whether they need it or not to get into the Classic or need it to get into, you know, back into requalification. There are a number of elites that have already shown interest in fishing that thing. Those three tournaments, September, October, November, I'll be the Waymaster for that. I'm very much excited about that as well. And it's going to be, you know, more great coverage for not only .com, but for the Bassmaster channel now on Roku TV as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many exciting things, you know, when it comes to the Bassmaster EQs, because like you said, the amount of different people and variety of anglers that are going to fish those tournaments, obviously 50 anglers from Division One, 50 anglers from Division Two of the Open. And then, like you said, it's open to the Bassmaster Elite Series pros, whether you're trying to re-qualify for the Bassmaster Elite Series, qualify for the Bassmaster Classic, or like you said, just want to jump in them to fish some tournaments in the fall.
I think 75
from
grand.
A fan standpoint, it is so exciting.
75 grand to win. 100%. I mean, it's not. They're not like they're nothing tournaments. I mean, they're with a full field at $75,000 to win. That's pretty good.
Absolutely. I mean, it is such an exciting thing, like I said, for the fans, though, because, you know, once you get towards the tail end of the Elite Series season, and then, you know, the Opens, you know, end shortly thereafter, you know, there's not a lot of live coverage. There's not a ton of tournaments towards the tail end of the season, but now, like you said, September, October, November, we're going to have tournaments that are covered on Bassmaster Live, obviously thorough coverage on Bassmaster.com. It's going to be a ton of fun. I think a lot of people are excited about that, having, you know, that great coverage extended further on into the year, and so much on the line. By the time that last EQ rolls around, there's going to be a lot of pressure on some folks.
Oh, and think about it, too. You're talking about Champlain in September, which is on fire, and you're talking about Wheeler in October, which will be a little bit of a grind, but it'll be, you know, it's when things are turning around there, it'll be a good topwater bite there in early October, and then wrapping it up in mid-November at Okeechobee, which is going to be prime time as well. So it's not like, you know, you're going to run around fishing fall tournaments where it's going to take, you know, 12 pounds a day to win. I mean, this is going to be, there's going to be some pretty good catches, I think, at those events.
That's what's the most exciting to me, is the schedule itself. You know, I think every year it'll look a little bit different, of course, but when you look at the schedule this year, being that Champlain is going to be an absolute slugfest, those smallmouth and largemouth are going to be feeding up, obviously, for the wintertime. Big weights expected there. Then, like you said, you go to Wheeler, and it's going to be more of your traditional fall-style tournament, grinder tournament, which I know a lot of guys in the field really do like. And then you get to Okeechobee in November, and who knows what that could be. Depending on the weather, you could see fish spawning. You could see mega pre-spawn bags. It's kind of covering, in a way, it's kind of covering all three seasons in the span of 3 months, yeah, which is really going to be exciting to cover throughout the fall.
I got family down there not too far, within an hour of Okeechobee. I may have to drag the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix down there with me and hang around for an extra couple of days and hit the lake. I hate to be that close to that great fishery and not do a little fishing, so I may have to drag the boat.
Save a spot on the boat for me.
There you go. That would be a great day to spend a day out on the water with Kyle Jesse. He has been our guest. Kyle, I appreciate you so much. We're enjoying you on the halftime show. Keep Dave in line, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on the road.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Tom. Looking forward to a good last few months of the season here.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's Kyle Jesse. He does a tremendous job. Been a big fan of his ever since he came to the company, and does a great job with Bassmaster.com and everything else that he does. All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with another segment right after this. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy that's, you know, he's fished in two classics, having won a couple of St. Croix Bassmaster Open events. He's having a nice season on the Opens this year as well. He sits in 20th place in Division Two in the standings right now with one tournament left to go at Leech Lake. He's a guy I have actually had the honor to share a boat with at one point in a Bassmaster Open. And he's a great friend in Christ as well. He's Joey Nania. Joey, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
It's been a pretty nice season for you. I mean, you know, you're not out there, winning your way into the Classic yet, but 59, 38, and 44 in the three events that you have fished so far. And, you know, these deals all have a couple of hundred anglers in them, so you got to feel pretty comfortable about that.
Yeah, it's been a good season, and I've had so much fun in the Opens this year and then also in, like, fishing local tournaments. I've fished, I think 17 or 18 local tournaments this year, a lot of them with my son Zeke, who's 12 now, and have done really good in those two. I've won 10 local tournaments, and I've got paid in all but two of them I've got paid in, which has just been a blessing. So, you know, fishing's been good, and I've been guiding a lot back home here in Alabama. Even though it's hot, people still want to go learn how to catch them when it's hot. And, you know, there's always value in learning how to catch them no matter what time of year it is.
You know, I have a 12-year-old grandson. My oldest grandson has just turned 12, and it was his birthday a couple of weekends ago, and he wanted to go fishing. He loves going fishing, and he's like, can I go fishing with Pappy? And my son hit me with a text. I'm like, man, I am slammed. I got to get some grass cut. I got to do this. I got to do that. And my son just texts me, cats in the cradle. I'm like, are you going to go all cats in the cradle on me now? And I'm like, tell the boy I'll pick him up at 5:30, you know, and picked him up at 5:30 in the morning and went out and had a good time with him. There's nothing like sharing our love of the outdoors and fishing, you know, with young guys.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and my 2-year-old Noah loves it. My 9-year-old Eli, you know, he's a baseball player and is not as into fishing. He enjoys golfing, which I love, and baseball, which I love. But Zeke is obsessed with fishing. Noah, the 2-year-old, seems to be pretty obsessed with fishing. So, you know, it's always fun, and I want to support them in whatever they want to do. And Zeke would fish literally daylight to dark every day if he had the opportunity, and he's just going to have so many more opportunities in the near future to get out there and keep learning and keep catching them. And he's really good already. Just needs to keep on absorbing knowledge. You know, that's what these young guys that are the best right now, that's what they've done, is they've absorbed knowledge better than anyone else and then put in the time to actually go execute it and turn it into like true wisdom that they have and know how to go figure them out and catch them. And whether it's technology or not, they're just good. And that's what I would love to see Zeke do if that's what he wants to do.
You were a guy that embraced the technology early on as well. You know, I know from fishing with you, you were very good with your electronics, and it was something that you certainly were not intimidated by. You love to fish offshore, too. So it's kind of something, it's a nice blend. I mean, where would you like to see the industry go? Do you think that the elites did the right thing this past year, or do you think it would be neat to have kind of a 50-50 mix of tournaments with and without it? What's your thought on it?
I'm honestly all about the 50-50 split. I just think for the fans, for people to be able to relate in every aspect, once you know how to live scope, you love it, but you also respect that it's very difficult to get fish to eat lures, and the fish are getting smarter, which I guess that's damage, but we are catch and release, you know. These fish are getting let go. We're not killing the population of fish. We're just educating them more, which there's, you know, ups and downs to that, but I think the fish in general are going to be fine because of live scope. But for fun, like, I would love to go fish a tournament that was no live scope. And I plan on doing that in the near future, even locally, just because it's fun to go out there and not think about anything offshore other than idling and seeing schools and fishing like we used to.
Yeah.
But that art form, I don't want that to ever be lost. You know, I learned how to fish even at night using lights that flash behind trees and using your depth and using light up buoys and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm thankful that I got to see it from all different aspects. I love to fish shallow. I love to fish deep. My confidence is deep because why would I fish the bank in competition when I'm allowed to fish offshore and when at least I know my lure is hitting a bass every cast I take, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I can't turn from it, but
yeah, no, I hear you. And I enjoy fishing shallow. I enjoy beating the bank because I like to target fish and so on. So, but this is my first year with live scope myself on my boat. And the one thing that I've noticed quite a bit is, you know, I'll be working some, you know, willow grass along the bank or whatever, and it's dropping off, and I'm throwing a frog up in there, or a buzzbait or something like that, or swimming a worm through it. And then, you know, I'll have the trolling motor pointed out, you know, away from the bank, and I'll look over there, and then I'll look over there again, and I'm seeing all this stuff swimming around in 12 feet of water and everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all this activity that's taking place behind me. And, you know, the hard part is learning, you know, trying to learn what is a catfish, what is a bass, you know, what is a crappie and that type of thing. So that's some of the stuff that I've been trying to learn in the limited amount of time I've got on the water.
Yeah, it's a massive learning curve, and it makes lakes fish bigger. You know, it makes a lake that is, you know, has a certain amount of shoreline fish 100 times bigger because there can be fish anywhere, and there's different patterns all over the lake from the middle of the river or the middle of the lake up to the bank. And so I think it's cool, and I'd love to see them split the schedule. I haven't even really paid attention to if they are for the elites next year.
They haven't decided anything, but they haven't made anything public yet.
I hope they do, and I think that's the way they'll go, and I think that'd be a lot of fun to watch and to for people to participate in. I think the guys will love doing that.
Yeah, Joey and Ania with us here, talking some opens fishing and some bass fishing as well. We'll do some technique of the week with them as well, and you're getting a little bit of that with the scope. And you're right about, you know, you can see them. I can see my bait. I'm dropping my bait right on top of them. I see them kind of come up towards it. I assume that it's a bass, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, you'll see them kind of swim up towards it. And for people who think that, well, just automatically because you see them and you see the bait, that they're automatically going to, you know, jump on there, it's not the case. I can't believe how many times you see them come up and then just kind of go back down or take a look at it and don't hook up. And, you know, much like sight fishing them, you know, in the spring, you know, if you're bed fishing or whatnot, you could see them and you could drop your bait in there and they can look at it a million times, but that doesn't mean she's going to pick it up. And I think that's a big part of it as well, getting them to bite.
Yeah, it's an art form, and it takes a ton to figure out their movements. And normally the key is not letting the bait actually get to them where they see it without already be anticipating that they're about to see it and being one step ahead of the fish. And, I mean, there's so much to that, to actually triggering a bite and making it like a predatory response on a bait that is really fun when you start to figure it out. But it's still, even then, you can do everything right. And when they're not in the right mood, you catch 10% of the fish you throw at. Now, when they're in the right mood, it may be 50-50. Or whatever, but that's also understanding. You learn what time they're feeding and the whole timing deal. And it's a mind blowing thing. It's kind of like people have said, once you let the genie out of the bottle, it's fun. really is. And you can't put the genie back in there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to get good at.
Now, am I seeing that you made a boat change this year? Are you running a Skeeter this year? Talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, this is actually my second year.
Okay.
So, I've had the Skeeter for 2 years now, and I love my Skeeter, and I plan on getting another one this fall, doing a swap, selling mine, and getting in a new one. And it's just been a great boat. I've had it for almost 2 years, and I've had zero problems out of it. You know, the Yamaha's been amazing. Just been super reliable and, you know, just rolling along. I've only got, like, somehow I only have, like, 220 hours on it in almost 2 years, which is not that much, but
it's 'cause you're
I don't know. I guess it's because I spend more time with my trolling motor looking at fish than I do running around.
That's what I was going to say. It's because you're on that trolling motor all the time. That's why. But
yeah, my trolling motor has a lot of hours. I guarantee you.
Joey and Ania with us here. You mentioned fishing the tournaments locally and being able to do that and doing that with your son. A lot of people might know you from the show Sweetwater. I mean, it was such a great show that you did with Miles Berghoff, and you guys had several seasons versions of that. Do you ever think about that being in the future possibly for you, going back to doing a TV show that you could film? I mean, you got so many great waters, so much great water right around where you live. You wouldn't have to necessarily travel all over the place to do something like that. Have you ever thought about doing more media work like that?
You know, I have a little bit, but that's one of those things where I'm fully surrendered to what God wants for my life. And if that's something like that and glorifying him through a TV show platform, that's great. Or if it's YouTube or whatever it is. But I'm just excited to keep moving forward and keep walking by faith. And, you know, I've got so many ministry opportunities here at home and with my local church at Seddon Baptist Church here in Pell City, Alabama. And then it's just been a lot of, you know, very eye-opening things to what truly brings me joy. And I love to fish, but my passion is to share the word of God. There's so many moving parts in my life right now, but it's all good because it's something that I'm not in control of the outcome of, and whatever I'm meant to do, if someday a TV show is what I'm meant to do, then great. And if not, that's okay too. So I'm very content and just moving forward and enjoying my family. And so everything's going good.
So you're a Matthew 4:19 guy, right? You're follow me, I'll make you a fisher of men. You're willing to go down that
absolutely.
Path.
I've been doing my videos on my social media called Joey Fishing in the Word on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok on my Joey Fishing pages. I do it every Wednesday morning. I'll do a Bible study, like a little devotional for 3 to 8 minutes. And so, fishers of men is what I'm all about.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. Joey Nania with us. All right, before I let you go, we got 88, 89 degree, 90 degree water in places in the South. Talk to us about, everybody talks about, you know, you put the gear up and this is the worst month to fish and all of these things. It's not. Tell us how you attack it and what's the best way to get after them if you want to fish during the daytime. Don't tell me about going out there in the middle of the night. I'm not a big fan of being out there with the mosquitoes and people running around in the lake at night.
Anything. It's terrible.
No, I don't want to do that. But talk to us a little bit about techniques in this hot water.
So this is going to sound wild, but the best way that I know to catch a ton of fish right now is scoping with a minnow style bait. Scoping with the Streak 375 or a scented jerk shad. Z-Man's running a sale on jerk shads all month, the whole month of August, and they're eating it like crazy. If you find shad, the bass are eating them. You know, shad spawn in the spring around April, May, maybe a little bit into June, and by this time there's shad fry everywhere. So the shad fry are getting to be big enough where bass can start targeting them. Shad fry love to group up by the surface, and you can kind of see where that's going, that there's a lot of bass swimming around eating really small shad. And then just that's what bass eat in the South 90% of the year is shad, you know, that's their main forage base. And the cool thing is the timing of when these fish eat. If they're not suspended, there are fish down in 25 feet of water. And I guess that's what I like about this time of year is like at Gunnersville right now. I went there last week with my son and we made a little YouTube video, but we caught a ton of fish suspended on bait, probably caught 40 fish swimming around on bait, had a chance at a 5-pounder, caught some threes and a bunch of 2+ pounders, which was just fun at Gunnersville. I know it's not lighting the world on fire, but it was fun. And then we went into the grass and flipped and frogged for 2 hours and had 10 bites in the grass, fishing hydrilla that had dead eelgrass laid over on top of it. And then you find schools where they're schooled up on the bottom in 22 feet of water. So fish are everywhere in August, and fish are very hungry this time of year. As long as there's a little bit of current, and if there's not current, at least you've had some evening rains, like the thunderstorms build up in the South. It flushes rain into the pockets and creeks. And I mean, there's a ton of ways to catch them. Me and my guide client yesterday at Lake Mitchell here in Alabama actually caught probably 60 or 70 fish.
Wow.
Most of them offshore, some deep offshore, up in the river on deep schools where they were just loaded and they were eating like crazy and coming up all the way to the surface and schooling and just crazy bass activity for August. So it's a lot of fun. I love fishing in the summer.
Joey Nania has been our guest. Joey, I appreciate you so much, man. Great stuff, as always. Great intel, and we wish you the best of luck up at Leech Lake.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you. That's Joey Nania. I know what I'm going to do. I got to book it. I got to go down and see him. I only live a couple hours from him. I need to go down and see him and do a little offshore tutorial with him, with his life scope, have him teach me up a little bit. All right, we'll get a final break in. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47.
Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you.
The Northern Swing is in full motion now with the elites at St. Clair this week and in 2 weeks, La Crosse, Wisconsin for the finale. And in between, the Opens wrap up the regular season at Leech Lake in Minnesota. Then in September, the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifiers presented by Bass Pro Shops gets going at Lake Champlain before returning to Wheeler Lake in Alabama in October and ending at Okeechobee in November. But that doesn't mean folks in the Deep South need to put up their gear this month. We just need to get out there at dark 30, tie on a topwater, and start running the grass and wood until the sun gets up a bit, and then go find a hump or a school of baitfish and get your deep game on, and then be in by 11 or so, because it's brutal out there. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.